Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out some unprofessional advice. We discuss how to find a fuck buddy, how to reconcile being sexual when you are also a Christian, and we figure out how many times is too many times when it comes to choking the chicken. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Hey, lady. Hey, lady. Hey, lady.
Hey, my little labia lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey, lady.
Hey.
Hey, my little ladle lady.
What if this was just literally the first minute of the episode? Hey, lady.
Hi, lady. I don't like dogs named lady.
What about cats?
No. Oh, wait. Hannah's cat, right? No, I don't. Sorry, Hannah. No, I don't. What I learned filming that video was maybe cats aren't for me.
Well, I could have told you that before I even watched the video.
Meanwhile, the video I did with Nathan's dog, Ollie. I was just FaceTiming with Nathan, and I said, he showed me Ollie. And I said, when is Ollie going to spend another week with me? I'm ready.
Did he spend a whole week with you?
No, a couple days. But he, I was getting, I think I'm allergic, so I was getting like, I was sneezing and like, so, but I'm ready to endure that because I loved the dog so much. Anyway.
Well.
Corey, what's new? What's going on?
You're going to become one of those people that takes a pill a day so you can have a hug. You can hug a dog.
Well, sure. Prep? Are we talking prep?
Do they make allergy prep?
I think, yeah, it's, what's it? Zyrtec. But don't take too many Zyrtec. I've known people that take a Zyrtec and they get angry. So.
Wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
Wow, wow, wee,
so
wow.
So moving right along.
Mm. Yeah.
What are we doing today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, Corey, today is a very special day. Today we're doing a special edition of Psychobabble. Yep.
Oh, it's so special.
It's so special. You guys, if you have been a longtime listener, you know that every once in a while we do a little thing where we answer your burning questions give advice that we are in no way qualified to give. We are not professionals. We do not know how to help you, but we do have opinions about how you should be living your life. Some of them maybe not helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
We try our best.
Even then, sometimes we don't.
Just a couple of bros giving advice to strangers on the internet.
Sure. So, if you want to, before we get into any of the questions, if you want to submit a question to be in a future advice episode, it's very easy to do. Here is how you do it. Number one, open your email.
You open your email. You can be on your phone or your computer, and then you send us an email to psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. And you make sure you have like, eye-catching email. What's it called?
Title. Subject.
Title. Subject. Because like if it just says hi and like a smiley face, I might not open it because we get a lot of emails. So if you
Send me one, don't have the subject be clickbait. We want it to be in maybe like four or five words, really sum up what your enticing question that you need help with is about.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was really thinking, I was like, we have not done one of these in forever, and I think you guys enjoy them. I know we enjoy them. Let's do it. Let's dive in. It's literally been at least 6 months since I think we did it.
Well, let's do it. Corey, what's the first question?
This says, Dear Corey and Tyler, I also love how they just know to put my name first now.
Sure.
I am a 22-year-old bisexual female who is currently partnerless. Sounds like She's like me, but a girl has needs. So I'm looking into doing casual hookups. Using Tinder and some other online dating sites, I've found some people who are interested in a similar thing. My question is, how do you do the casual thing? I've never slept with someone that I wasn't in a relationship with or just from a date that had went really well. I've never met someone with the express purpose of just sleeping with them. Any tips or advice for making this fun, casual, safe are all appreciated. Love the podcast. Thanks. P.
So basically how to get a friend with benefits? Or is it even just a... It's not even a friend. It's just like you just want somebody who's no strings attached, just a hookup.
Yeah.
A regular fuck buddy.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, make sure that you are both adults who are consenting and you are both into it and there's no expectation on either side of what it could be more than that. But my piece of advice is like the biggest thing, whether you want a relationship that's just hooking up or if you want it to be more than that or whatever you want it to be, like being very crystal clear in communication of what you want. The worst thing that's going to happen is they say, oh, that's not what I want too. And then bam, move on, find a new person.
Yeah. I was going to say the exact same thing. If you're actually going to go through with it, you think they're cute. They think you're cute. You're down. One of you's hosting, I would say, yeah, make sure you've kind of discussed like what you want to get into or what you're interested in and be very upfront about like, I don't want to do this. If there's anything you don't want to do. I know some people do like hookup sites and they just do like hands and mouth stuff. And they're like, I'm not looking for that penetration moment. And if that's the case, like I'm always like, just be upfront from the beginning. I think it's always going to have a little bit of like awkwardness. like at the beginning. But I think you kind of figure out how to like get through it. And yeah, if everyone's an adult, then I encourage it. Have fun and be safe. But yeah, here's your moment to kind of know that this is just might be a one-time thing. So like ask for what you want and you don't have to worry about like judgment or anything more.
I feel like the older I get, the better I am at being clear about like, oh, here's what I'm looking for or here's what I'm into. I think easy questions to kind of get that conversation facilitated are like, so what are you looking for? If you're talking to them on an app or something like that and you're like trying to read the room on like if they're down for just like that. And if it's like you don't know if they're going to understand what you're asking, you can say, what are you looking for? I'm currently just looking for somebody to hang with and have some fun with. Nothing more serious than that. And that kind of establishes what your expectation is.
And I feel like there's such a like slang term for everything nowadays. Like even you kids can all be all Netflix and chill. But like we all know chill means like hand stuff.
Right. Right. And then just to also get on the same page of what like chill means to you, you can be like, well, what are you into? I'm into blah, 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 blah. And I like to do this if it comes to that. Like that kind of, I think it's obviously different if it's like, depending on what body parts everyone has, but, at least on Grindr, that's kind of the lingo people use. And I think on a lot of the things you can list, like, oh, I'm looking for, and if somebody says NSA is no strings attached, and that's like kind of crystal clear.
Yeah, you might need to have like your computer nearby to like Google some of these terms.
Sure.
But again, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, oh, can you clarify? I don't know what that means. Or like, oh, this is what I'm into. This is what I like. This is what I'm looking for. Like, world your oyster.
So say you do all of that. Say you do all of that and the person comes over, you're about to hook up. What advice do we have for them? And so that they can make sure that it maintains like, okay, we are just hooking up. Nothing more, nothing less. I think if, obviously it's up to you and what you're comfortable with, but like allowing yourself to have like an out of like, oh yeah, come over. But like I have work in the morning. So like just so that
my roommate's going to be home at 8.
Right. So that you have like, at least if it's awkward or if it's like not going how you want it to, you can easily yeah. reference back to the excuse that you made before of like, keep oh, you have
the
to
ace
leave.
In your, keep the ace in your back pocket. I'm laughing so hard because I'm laughing at myself because all my friends make fun of me because I'm like, if somebody's like coming over to hook up, I'm not letting them stay the night. Like I'm literally like, oh, what time do you have to get up in the morning?
Oh my God.
Like, I'm like, it could be a fucking Friday night. And I'm like, oh, I have plans at 7 a.m. So, you should probably just go home now.
Well, whoever's asking this, what's their name?
This is P. I called them P.
P. Well, if P yeah. sounds like they're trying to establish that they don't want anything more than just like a hookup, I think a very smart thing to do the first time is to like establish that, okay, well, you got to get going. You got to get out of here afterward. Yeah. Like, you're not hanging out unless you want that. Like, establish that they're here to hook up and then they're going to go. You don't, if you want it to be friends or if you want it to turn into more, then you should be clear about that. But if you really just want to hook up, don't let them spend the night, is my advice. Don't let them try to hang. Like,
I'm a light sleeper. I don't need you snoring or rolling over.
But I guess you can play it by ear. If maybe Wake there's my chemistry, ass up. Maybe it's really going well and you want to have seconds. I don't know.
Yeah, I say go for it. I do say it probably will be like awkward when they come knock on your door and they're all like, hey, because you both know what you're there for. But yeah, just like be yourself, make a joke. You don't have to dive right in. You can like sit and talk for a second or you can dive right in. Do whatever you want. You can actually Netflix and chill.
Sure. Live your life. And if it's somebody in your life that you're like, oh, I think it would be fun to hook up with them, but I don't want them thinking I want to like date them or anything. You can yeah. you can say that. Like maybe gays are different, but I know that I would feel comfortable if there's somebody in my life that I'm like, I don't want to do anything more than like the friendship that we already have, but also it would be fun to like fuck. I don't have a problem saying that. Like maybe yeah. are we different? Are gays different?
We're all a little different.
Right.
I don't know. I think, yeah, it's your opportunity to like make it your own.
And you have to also accept that if they're not into it, then they say no, swing and a miss is fine too. You had to shoot a shot to hear an answer in the first place, but like you have to respect their answer. And if that's not what they're into, then that's not what they're into. And that's that on that. Good luck finding a fuck buddy. Let us know how it works.
Yeah. Oh my God. I hope this works out for you. And yeah, don't be afraid to dabble. You're a 22-year-old consenting adult.
And know that no matter, like, just because you say that you want it to be a thing or a regular hookup or whatever, doesn't mean you have to consent to it the next time. It's like you, whatever you want now doesn't mean that they have to stay in your life. It's nothing's permanent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next question?
I love that. Next question. This says... This had a really eye-catching subject, which is why I'm reading it. It's a daddy, but not my dad.
Oh, God.
This comes from C. It says, I'm a Christian and I love Jesus. I started talking to this guy and he likes to be called daddy. Oh, I really like him, but I don't know if I'm being a bad Christian by calling him daddy. I've noticed that calling him that makes me very horny for him.
Ah!
We haven't done anything physical yet, but we do just talk sexually. And recently he told me he wants to zhuzh all over my face.
Oh my God.
Help. Where do I go from here?
What do you mean? Well, what's the issue? I don't know. Oh, she's just feeling guilty about, her being enticed by the sexuality of it all. So
and maybe also a little nervous that he wants to like do that on her face.
Well, that's, I mean, okay.
Well, would a good Christian get that on their face?
Yes, ma'am, yes. Pam. I think yeah. so.
That was not a trick question. The answer is yes.
I you know what? I cannot tell you what the Christian religion says about a facial.
Well, that's true, but I also don't know if the Christian, like, are we supposed to call God Daddy?
I don't know. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father,
Daddy. He wants to Holy Ghost all over her face.
No. All over her Holy Ghost. Daddy, boy, and the horny ghost. I think.
Lady.
Anyway, So is the problem like you're feeling horny, but you don't know if you're allowed to because you're a Christian?
Well, I think she's questioning how horny she gets by calling him daddy.
Oh, it's specifically like the daddy situation.
She's noticed that calling him daddy makes her horny for him.
Well, sometimes it's the things that you feel are most taboo that make you the most riled up.
I really hope this person is...
Is what? Me too.
Is 18 years
old.
Well,
our first piece of advice is make sure you're both consenting adults. Our second piece of advice is... Well, mine is... I think
you can start hitting the board for the Lord.
Okay. You can start licking his bod for God.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, sure.
You can let him put his Jesus up for Jesus.
You can.
He can give you squeezes.
You don't gotta fear it. You don't gotta fear it if you love the Holy Spirit.
Yes, true. Especially if it's all over your face.
You can let him spirit if you love the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You can take your... You can just pretend it's First Communion, honey.
Yes, ma'am, Pam. Sure.
Do you have any sound advice for this person?
My advice is... religion is very old and often very dated. And I think if you are letting religion dictate your every move, you might be diving a little too deep into it all. I would say the best use that I've seen of religion is when it helps guide how you are as a person, and how you treat people. And if you navigate the world in a way that Jesus would have, which is loving and caring and accepting and blah, 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 blah. I think, you know, you don't have to let that apply to the bedroom. You're allowed to get freaky for the Lord, I think. You can do your own thing.
I mean, you can only procreate one way.
Well, that's not true. Or is it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I mean, if you're going to have kids, you're going to have sex.
Sure.
You're going to have to get seated the house down somehow.
Seated. It feels good for a reason. I don't think you have to beat yourself up about what you enjoy during sex, as long as everyone is adult and consenting, and nobody's getting harmed in a way that is unwanted or unwelcome. It's hard for me to try to reconcile it, because at the end of the day, I'm like, girl, nothing matters. Get fucked, get called something,
Get spanked.
Get spanked. As long as everyone's happy, healthy, then we're good to go. I think you don't have to wrestle with yourself about it that much.
No, what's that?
In a theology way.
What's that quote about most people call out for God during sex anyways, or like when it's real good? They're like, oh, God, yes. Or something like that.
Sure.
I found an article on Psychology Today called Speaking God's Name in Bed. Maybe give that a Google. It says even atheists have been known to take God's name in vain between the sheets.
Okay.
Between the skeets.
Do you have any advice for this person?
I say if you calling him daddy makes you feel good, then do it. If you want him to come on your face, then let him. Try everything twice, you know. The first time to see if you like it. The second time just in case someone was doing it wrong the first time.
Sure. That's how I live my life. As long as you're communicating, I think you're good to go. And have fun. Use protection if it's necessary, which I would say it usually is.
This one comes from our good friend, H. H says, I am a 29-year-old gay cis male who wakes up every morning with a mast at full attention. Ooh. And I can't usually bring myself to ignore the fella, so I fiddle with my faddle.
Oh my God.
Usually every day, sometimes twice. Occasionally, if I'm super bored, I'll flick my bean so many times that I'm shooting blanks.
Oh my God.
So my question to you, unlicensed, unqualified bitches.
This is incredible.
I know. And I'm like, who wrote this?
A poet.
So my question to you, unlicensed, unqualified bitches, is it, in your opinion, how many times can I choke the chicken and still remain a respectable hoe?
Oh,
is there a such thing as too much? And finally, Corey, when are you releasing your tell-all book about Tyler's web of lies? This is all the tea I'm looking for. Yeah, that's what H really had to say. What are you thinking? I'm glad they recognize that I'm an unlicensed, unqualified bitch.
First, do you want to address when are you releasing the tell-all?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking for a book deal. I'm looking for a record deal. I'm looking for a boyfriend. I'm probably looking for dinner.
Oh.
Sure. So
there's a lot of things that have to happen.
So follow me on Twitter and Instagram to make sure you're going to know first before anyone else.
Great. How many times is too much? I would say when it's...
How much is too much? Can you fiddle your faddle too many times in a day?
If it starts to damage yourself, then I would say that's too much.
Damage, like give a little rug burn moment.
Yes. Yeah. If
you're starting to chafe.
If you're losing skin. I would say, there's a couple factors when I can tell you it's gone too far. Number one, if you're losing skin, that's a big red flag.
If you've got the rug burn moment, you know you're going to have to wait until it goes away. So that's God's way.
Well, some people don't have self-control.
Oh, and they have to fiddle the faddle?
They have to, despite it being skinless, skinned chicken.
God, boneless, skinless chicken breast.
But no, it's bone. It's got bone.
Oh, well, it's not a real bone.
Oh, well. So, okay, so if you're losing skin over it, then that's a bad thing.
If you're hurting yourself, I would just say if you're hurting yourself or your member in any way, then maybe that's too much. But I mean, but also if pain is your game, maybe it's not too much.
You know what? I'm going to veto that. If your dick looks like you have beat it
don't
to a
pain.
Pulp.
Well, he's just doing it to himself. He's not showing anybody else. What? Look at my rug burned dick.
I don't know what they're up to. And it's not about the aesthetic. I'm just trying to save your thing.
You can get Neosporin.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
Because he's going to be Neosorin in the morning.
In the morning.
All that jerk.
All that jazz. All that jizz.
No, so you know my friends and I love the game Hot Seat. When mm-hmm. we're at a bar, when we're at a house party, when we're all just chilling, having a moment, we take a turn, we put everybody in the middle, and you have to answer rapid-fire questions for a minute. One of my friends loves to ask, like, how often do you jerk it? And I've really heard a whole variety of answers. I mean, some of my friends are every day, some of my friends are multiple times a day, some of my friends are, like, once a week. So I don't really think there's, like, a schedule that anyone has to adhere to. And I think this just goes for masturbation in general, for however you identify. If you're really flicking the bean and you want to flick it multiple times a day, go for it. Whatever, like, makes you feel good. I mean, I would say too much is it's probably too much if you're, like, missing work.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's interfering with your everyday life.
If you're not eating, or if you're not going to work, or you're not, like, you're, like, ditching hanging out with your friends on a Friday night so you can jerk it five times in a row, that would probably be the only time I would say maybe it's too much.
Yes. Yeah. If it's interfering with your life, your relationships, or your personal health, then those are your red flags. But otherwise, I would say get going. Live your life.
But if you're having a Sunday fun day and you're like, let's see how many times I can do this.
Jesus.
Also, and like, I don't know. I hope you have other, like, queer people in your life. Like, maybe you should implement Hot Seat with your friends and just start having this conversation openly with them and see kind of what their opinion is. I might not say I do it 10 times a day, but I would say I do it multiple times a day and then see what their feedback to you about that
is.
Or to just at least see, like, kind of where you fit on the spectrum.
I would say my one thing I'll say on this is Corey and I are probably, we lean more toward like sex positive and supportive you exploring yourself, as long as it's not like putting people in uncomfortable situations around you, or it's in the privacy of your home.
There we go. I like that too.
Yeah. Like, I think it's too much if it's like becoming illegal and you're doing it in times and places where you shouldn't.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
But I mean, there have been times in my life where I'm like, girl, A, bored out of my wits, and B, horny as hell. So girl, get your life if that's where you're at in your life.
Feel your oats. I was going to say, yeah, like don't let it become where we're reading an article about you online, like they found a dead body because you didn't eat and you didn't bathe and you just sat at your computer and jerked it 40 times in one day. Like, you know, when they're all like, World of what Warcraft person dies because they like didn't eat for a week and they just played a computer game.
Me.
You haven't heard those articles?
No, but that is they're me in middle school.
Oh my God. It's like people in college and they're like, oh, I found my roommate dead because he was playing computer games and he didn't come out of his room to eat and he didn't sleep and he didn't drink water.
Yeah, don't let that be you.
Don't let that be you. Like, hydrate. I mean,
you'll definitely need to be hydrating.
You're going to want to be hydrated. I don't know if that's a direct correlation to the shooting blanks, but drink more water and see what happens.
I think so. Also, if you're listening and you are on the exact opposite end of the spectrum, that is just as normal and regular. People's sex drives are very much a spectrum, and like some people are like rabid animals that can go all day every day, and some people are not, and some people don't, and some people. I have friends that I don't think jerk off at all. Also, do you say jerk off or jack off?
I say jack, and I've really said jerk a lot on this podcast.
I say jerk, and usually I think you say jack, and it disturbs me.
I've been catering to you because I really hate when guys are like jerking it.
Well, that's my vernacular.
What's wrong with jack, baby?
Whatever you feel comfortable with is my advice. There you go.
Yeah, and I was gonna say the same thing. Like I said, honestly, when me and like eight of my gay friends are hanging out and we're playing hot seat, and one of our friends is like, girl, I jerk off once a week, and we're all like, good for you, live your dream, touch your body when you want to touch your body.
Yeah, sure. That's great. That's my advice too.
I can tell you that they don't have any rug burn issues.
Then there you have it. As long so I would say as long as your skin remains fine, you're keep having fun.
Yeah, not breaking any laws, remaining eating, drinking, having a normal like social life. Yeah, then if you want to do it every morning, if you want to do it every night, lean in. It's your dick.
Sure.
I feel like all of these questions were like sexy.
Yeah. No, I think we really tackled a wide variety of issues. But if you're listening and if you have questions, you don't have to just submit sexual questions. They could be about relationships. They could be about career, about navigating friendships, about anything, really.
I mean, I'm happy to answer the sex ones because that was fun.
A little sex cue and slay with Corey and Tyler.
Oh, my God. Mm. Yeah, maybe I'll be, who's that bitch with the column?
I don't know.
Abby?
Carrie Bradshaw?
Abby? Dear Abby, was she? Who does sex advice? Who's that old woman?
Maybe what's her face? Dr. Ruth?
Maybe, yeah. I Googled who is that old woman with a sex column and Ask Anna came up?
No. It's Dr. Ruth, I think. Dr. Ruth. Oh. There was a picture of Dr. Ruth with Monet Exchange, and I tweeted it. I said, oh my God, Monet and Shortchange reunited.
Is Dr. Ruth alive?
Yes, she's very much alive. She's 91 years old.
Okay, well, the first thing that came up when I just Googled Dr. Ruth sex therapist was, at 86, this is an interview with her from 2015, Dr. Ruth says, I still have sex all the time.
Absolutely. Good for her.
I agree. Oh, and I was listening to a podcast the other day that said, it was like a sex podcast, and they said, they agreed with Oprah, oral sex is sex, all sex is sex. How do you think?
I don't think I care. It's not my issue. Though, I think I've never gotten wrapped up in that issue when people are like, when's the last time you had sex? I guess when somebody asks me that, I don't think of like a blowjob, to be honest.
Do people? Oh, okay. Yeah, true. All right. Well,
cool. Cool.
What a fun, sexy episode. I hope that it's able to have a sponsor, considering I said, come on your face.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. And what else did we talk about? Like fucking father, son, and horny spirit.
Well, yes. It's like, I think this whole episode was one of those like chain texts. That's all. Hey, sluts.
I know what you're talking about with all the emojis and it's a holiday. Yeah, happy Gaber
Day. It's a lot of the three droplet emojis, like, and a lot of the hoes
with your hoes.
And a lot of the like drool emoji.
I love those. Yeah. Whoever spends the time to make those, those are the real heroes.
I think I'm just going to, maybe I'll just start writing one once a week to send in our Six Sisters Wiggling group thread.
Please. I would love that.
Happy Monday.
Every time I see one of those, I send it to like every group chat I'm in. So I really cover the bases. Everyone, wow. I disseminate it, if you will. Corey, before we go, what's the email address everyone can send their advice questions to?
Yeah, if you enjoyed this and you have any questions that you want us to ask, I mean, honestly, the way that last one was written so perfectly, I love
fun.
It. Yeah, it's psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Again, make the subject something applicable and like eye-catching, and be succinct and specific in the body of the email. Doesn't have to be a long essay. It can just be a short paragraph that we can dive right into. I always look forward to doing the advice episodes. So send us your stuff and maybe we'll answer your question. And then, Corey, where can people find you on the internet?
I am at Hitting the Board for the Lord.
On Instagram? Or is that is that your TikTok?
It's my TikTok. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am Dick Talk TikTok. On everywhere, so you can find me there. Thank you, Corey. Have a good life, everyone. See ya.
Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.